This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A new law blocks patients in Colorado from using Medicaid health care plans at Planned Parenthood. Here's CPR's John Daly.
A provision in the budget bill that passed in Congress and was signed by President Trump defunds Planned Parenthood. The law doesn't specifically name it, but it bans Medicaid payments to large health care nonprofits that offer abortions. The president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, Adrian Manzanares, says the change will affect about a third of its patients, about 16,000 people.
But what we really need is ongoing revenue and support at the state level to be able to reactivate Medicaid patients.
She says it's actively exploring every option to continue to support patients. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration has proposed cutting funding for a Western Water Conservation Program. That's according to a federal budget request submitted by the White House. The Bureau of Reclamation's WaterSmart program funds drought, water conservation, and habitat restoration projects. Sarah Porterfield works at the conservation group Trout Unlimited. It received WaterSmart dollars for a restoration project on the San Juan River in Pagosa Springs.
This is a really important funding source for those kind of multi-benefit projects across the West.
It's provided more than $70 million to dozens of state projects since 2010. Congress is currently debating the president's proposal. It will have until September 30th to pass a federal budget for the next fiscal year. And a Montrose man has become the third oldest person to ever summit Mount Kilimanjaro. 88-year-old Charlie Winger was part of a 9-person team that reached the top of Africa's tallest mountain earlier this month. The climb took over a week to accomplish. This is Winger's second time conquering Kilimanjaro. He successfully climbed the 19er in 1986. This is CPR News and KRCC.